Joseph in Florida needs some help with a composite deck. What can we do for you?
I have two Trex decks one above the other on, and they're quite large, wrap around the house. And they were installed in 2007, and since that time they've developed a kind of a white film. At times it has some black dots on it, and also the color has faded. And my question is, what can I do to restore that color and make it look more like new than the way it does now?
Well, I'm not aware that you can restore the color. The dots that you describe and the staining that you describe sound like it could be an algae. So one thing that you should do is to clean that decking because, unfortunately, composites do tend sometimes to grow algae that tends to stick to them a bit, like what you're describing. So I would make sure that I clean it.
Mm-hmm. I do. I spray it with this wet and forget that you've recommended, and it does do a good job.
Okay, great.
On that.
That's good to hear.
That's really not the big problem. The problem is the whiteness, like the top of the handrails. Oh, the railings are all Trex, and the top, this is high. This is up around 3,000 feet, and the top has turned white, a film like on top of it, and I've tried washing it and spraying it, and I didn't use anything harsh on it. I didn't want to, but I just wondered if there was something can't bring that color back up.
Trex says that you can stain it. I mean, they do say that it's okay to use an exterior stain with it. They recommend solid color stains. They recommend specifically solid color stains by either Behr or Sherwin-Williams.
You know, there's a manufacturer, Mesmer is their name, M-E-S-S-M-E-R, Mesmer. And they actually have a composite deck finish that's made specifically for it. It's in, I think, 7 or 8 different colors. And it does restore color, you know, to faded composite. I would give it a good cleaning and, you know, try to get rid of all that algae and mold growth that's on there. And then go ahead and look at this, the Mesmer's composite deck finish.
Okay, Mesmer. I'll take a look for that and see if I can find it.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.